Ice fishing has been, well, frustrating this winter, but it never hurts to put out some ice safety reminders. That's next on the Wyoming Outdoorsman. I'm Ray Hageman. Ice anglers in Wyoming are probably frustrated over the inconsistency in ice conditions in some parts of the state this winter. Warm stretches of weather followed up by a week of frigid temperatures, then followed by warmer temperatures. While some folks hunker down during the winter months, ice anglers are eager to bust out the auger and get into the fish. Some fish, like burbot, walleye, and lake trout, are more active in the colder months. But ice conditions have been touch and go in many places this winter, and the Wyoming Game and Fish is putting out some annual reminders to ice anglers to use caution and be prepared in the event of an accident. Go out on the ice armed with common sense and caution. 4 to 5 inches of ice is usually considered safe enough for ice fishing, but it never hurts to be on even thicker ice. Check for thickness every 100 to 150 feet. Clear ice is stronger than cloudy or white ice. That's the ice that's been frozen, thawed, and refrozen and is not always stable. If the ice is white, be sure to double the recommended thickness to a minimum of 8 inches. It's not advisable to be out on the ice alone either. Have a friend along in case you run into some problems. They could make all the difference by being there to throw you a rope should the ice break. Be sure to tell someone where you're going fishing and when you plan to return. Wear a life jacket and carry a flotation device on a rope that can easily be thrown, and a pair of ice picks or screwdrivers fastened to a rope and worn around your neck. That can give you something to stick in the ice and pull yourself out. Going through the ice isn't the only way to get hurt, though. With Wyoming's winds, ice grippers that pull over your shoes can help prevent slipping on the ice and the potential of breaking an arm or a leg. Low water temperatures can be life-threatening this time of year, and hypothermia is a serious risk for anyone who does fall through the ice. So have some blankets and some warm liquids in the vehicle. Now, the lure of ice fishing is strong. There's the solitude and the opportunities to catch lots of fish. But be smart and be safe. This has been the Wyoming Outdoorsman, programmed by the Wyoming Game and Fish Department. I'm Ray Hageman.